Today's daf is daf chav vav, and we're holding on the last word of Amud Beis. Tan Rabban. Ve'elu kriyim she'en metachim. The following types of kriyas are usher to ever sew up normally. This is actually a machlokas, what it means to sew up normally. There's some who hold that sewing up normally, actually the Barabbi Rottenberg brings the pshat, sewing yichui is dafke, what we call invisible weaving, where your mamish don't see. If you redo the weave, basically take out the threads and you reweave them, but normal sewing can't be called ichui. That he calls sheilel. But everybody else holds that even a normal thread, to make a thread that goes all along and it looks almost like new, is also considered to be ichui, even though it's a little strange because it's not very much of a fix. It isn't on a. But that's how we pass him. Shein metachim hakorea laviv alimo. So first of all, a kriya on a father and a mother, or al rabo shlim do Torah, or a nasi. And Abbezdin, or Shmuis Rois. We'll see later on what Shmuis Rois means, a Shmua about something terrible that happened to Klal Yisrael, a pogrom, or so on, which the Gemara will give stronger definitions as we go along. Al Birkat Hashem, if you hear somebody blaspheming, Al Sefer Torah Shenisraf, Al Ora Yehuda, V'Al HaMikdash, V'Al Yerushalayim, each one of those is separate. Ora Yehuda, Mikdash, and Yerushalayim. But Korei Al Mikdash, he can be Korei Al one Keran, Mikdash, and then he's Meisif Al Yerushalayim. Later the Gemara is going to ask, it's going to come out that he first saw the Mikdash. Normally that would not be. Aviv V'Imei, Rabbi Shalim Neteriminala. Where do we see the union of that Kriya? The Daf count that father and a mother and Rabbi are basically the same. Aviv Elisha Ra'avu Mitzayik Avi Avi Retem Yisrael for Asha. So Avi Avi is a reference, a literal Avi Avi V'Imei Retem Yisrael for Asha. Zeh Rabbi Shalim Neteri. Where do you go? What makes you think that that's what it means? My mashma. Kidim the Targum, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef was a Boki in Targum. He was with Targum, had Pasik, Rabbi de Tavlahan Li Yisrael, but Salute Mretichenu for Rashid. My Rabbi translates the Ovi Ovi, and now, in other words, we get a new definition of what the Ovi Ovi is from the Rech of Yisrael for Ashav, because since Rech of Yisrael for Ashav means he who stands in the good of Yisrael, was more important for the success and victory of Yisrael than the tanks and the armor, so that it's obviously also a reference to Rabbi, because the Avivima, what's a Chayach Retichenu for Hashim. It's interesting that we find the same thing. I forgot who pointed out to be Mashiach, I remember. We find the same thing by Yaakov Avinu, where Yaakov Avinu Shalakach Miyana Amori Becharbiu Bekashti. So we define that, but Selusi Uvuusi. So you see that Selusi is considered to be the equivalent of Cherev and Keshet. And here it's a Mechalik between the Rechev and Parashim. The one is close by. That's the Retichenu for Hashim. The Farashim takes him far away. The Retichen, the armor, is local. So that the one is a reference to the enemies nearby, the other is the invasive forces and so on. So that Elio stood for Yisrael as his Rav. That redefines the Oviyot. And how do we know that they're lo mitachin? How do we know that one is not allowed to tear such tears up? If Tiva Yachazek Bivigadavai Karaim Lishnaim Kiraim, Yimashmash Nema Vikaraim, Eni Yodea Shalishnaim, Elamelamach Kruim, Vahomdim Lishnaim Laolan. We see from here that they remain Korua, that they should always be Shnaim. Amalei Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. I don't understand. Elio never died. I mean, what is that a Kriya on Elio for? I mean, Elio Chayu. Amalei Kivan Diftiv Velo Ra'ahu Od. Legabe Didei Kemet Dami. That's the point of the Lo Ra'ahu Od. He sensed that it was a permanent removal, that he would never see him again. And so to him, it's as if he's gone. He's gone irrevocably, the way death makes one gone. And therefore, but if it wouldn't be like that, if people ask, if that's the case, they say, what if his Rav is going to an ocean voyage and he'll never see him again? He's leaving across the world. In those days, that was it. He never saw him again. But it's not irrevocable. It's only death that's irrevocable. So that here, there was a sense of going to Shiva. It's not biyotcha. It's beyond your dimensional capabilities. And therefore, for all intents and purposes, he might as well be dead. And that has the same thing. It's amazing. Yeah, it's not, it's no longer biyotcha. No, the Gabi other in Yonim, there's a lot of, there's a lot of questions. I mean, things like, can his wife remarry? Would there be a fee of Yibum and things like that? There is an so portion of the Sfinot. It's one of the Sfinot's favorite shilas. Is every place is in the need of Misa. He always brings up question, and what about Eliyahu? Whether that would have a din of Misa. Is this only a din in Kriya? Because it's an emotional issue. It's not defined as death. So the Gabi Didei is saying that relative to him, he's dead, even though he may not be dead. The next case we had was Nasi Av Beidin and Shmuot Ra'ot. Where do we see there? This halacha, the thief, Vayachazek David Bivgadav Vayikara'im, Vegam Kol HaAnashim Esher Yito Vayisadu Vayifot Vayivku Vayatsu Ma'ad HaOrev Al Sho'ul V'Al Yonatan Beno V'Al HaMashem V'Al Beit Yisrael Kinaflu B'Chorev. Each one of these represents something else. Sho'ul was obviously the Nasi, the Malach. Yonatan was the Av Beidin. Alam Hashem al Beit Yisrael or Shmuel's Royce. Or Marley Rav Bar Shvol or Rav Kahana, maybe it means altogether. It was a Kiev of Korea because of the massive catastrophe, the king and the Abbasin and the army, I mean, it's a disaster. So maybe only all of it together. Or Marley, no. Note that it says Al separately on each one of them. Why did it say Al? Not that that means that it was Korea separately on each one of them necessarily. Because on one Shmuel, it's possible Korea at one time. But it's Merames that each one would have been Bechai. Yes, the Gemara Mikarina na Shmuel Arois. You're telling me that there's a din just on a Shmuel Rav. What about Amrle the Shmuel? Shmuel received a report that Shvor Malka killed Tracer Alpha Yehudoi the Mezigat Kisari v'lo kara. That there were 12,000 Jews killed in a pogrom, basically in a government sponsored pogrom in Mezigat Kisari, and he wasn't Kareya. So apparently, he didn't told that there was such a chiyuv. Lo Amru Ela Barov Tzibur. The Chiev is only a Shmua Ra that defines a Rov Tzibur. Being Mahot Rishonim, what is a Rov Tzibur? What was the Rov Tzibur here? The Ran brings that here, it doesn't mean that the Rov of Al Yisrael were killed. But since everyone had gone out to the army, the entire army had gone out, so the defeat that was Koruch with so many people that were killed is basically a Rov Tzibur, even though it isn't Rov Tzibur Mamish that were made. Others learn that it means
The Mice before?
We're saying Mezigas Kisari is not Rov Yisrael, and therefore we're saying what does define Rov Yisrael. Others learn that Rov Yisrael is whatever the local Rov Yisrael is, and in that place it should have an impact of Rov Yisrael.
So there
would be Mamash Rov. Somebody who found out at one time about Shorah and Zivar would be Hashem and Rov.
It's not Rov. That
has to be clear.
That's the origin by down.
Could be. Then our Rishon would say that it is by down. So they were Korea. Where was that? I never saw that. So anyway, so it wasn't Korea because it wasn't Rov Tzibur. Wait, what kind of pogrom from Shvor Malka? I understand. Mikata Shvor Malka Yudai. Shvor Malka was an anti-Semite. Ve'amalei Shvor Malka l'Shmuel. Shvor Malka said about himself to Shmuel, Atei I take credit for myself. To lokat li'Yehudi me'olam. I never killed a Jew. A guy who openly sponsored a pogrom is going to say, it's ridiculous. Obviously, answers the Gemara, no. Asam inu garmin l'nafshayim. Over there, it wasn't anything that was aimed against Jews. They just happened to be Jews. The way that they were carrying on was so inappropriate that basically they caused themselves to be killed. Because what happened is, it says that there were the Domer Bami, the Kol Yiteri, the Mizigat Kesari, Pokashuri, the Lutkia, that the noise that they were making to the sounds of the Yiteri or the violin strings, that they were carrying on with such a tremendous simcha, the rebellion against Shvor Malka, that the walls of the next door cities were shaking. So obviously he reacted to that as a rebellion. Some say it wasn't really rebellion, he misinterpreted it, but in any event, certainly, it happened to me they were Jewish. What he was saying is, I'm not an anti, I never killed Jews. I never killed Jews, quad Jews. But, obviously a country or a city that rebels is like anybody else. It's not that I don't treat them differently, not Lutayev, not Laram. So, the Inu Garmin Lenavshay, the Omrevana Kal, Yeteri, the Mezigat Kisari, you see that itself wouldn't have been a reason for him not to be Korean. We need, right? The question is, if people do something stupid and they bring about the wrath of the government on themselves, they bring destruction on themselves, whether one would be Korean or not. Some bring a riot from here that even if a person does something stupid, I mean, Tzibur did something stupid. If it wouldn't have been for the Gemara's previous Teretz, that it's only Barov Tzibur to be Kareya, then Inochinami, we couldn't have used this as an answer. However, I mean, others learned that the Inogamil and Avshai was not that, is that it was misinterpreted. Maybe if they had really done something stupid, so then there would have been a fault. Maybe Inochinami, the Gemara could have used that as an answer. One isn't Kareya when people do something to themselves. Okay, so it's totally on the interpretation, and there's machloikas of the Mefarshim, how exactly
it's made. You certainly don't apply that to a relative.
To a relative? Why?
That's what called Shmura. I mean, the relative, whatever crazy reason they done.
Why? I mean, suicide. It would be like a suicidal move. Suicidal move. I think, I mean, maybe you wouldn't be correct. Even if it was Rovzi. Oh, Birkat Hashem, Inalam. Bichtiv Ayavod Yakim Ben Chilki Hashar Labayit. So here we're talking about Rav Sheka's horrible message to the people that were on the wall, describing how it is that Zahir is bound to win and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't possibly save them. It's no different than the other gods, and none of the gods have saved any of their countries. So why do they think it's going to be any different? So Yochim ben Chilkiah and Shevna HaSofer and Yoav ben Asaf, who was a maskir, came to Chizkiyahu Kruei Begodim Yagidu L'Divrei Rav Sheka. So they told him over what he had said, and you see that they were Kruei Begodim. First of all, as we're going to see, Chizkiyahu also tore his clothes. So clearly he hadn't heard Rav Sheka, he only heard what they had said. Nonetheless, he's Kareya. So even if one hears from one who heard, he's chayav to be Kareya. And the Aidin that repeat there's mentioning the Bezdin, they've been made against somebody who was Mevorach as Hashem, so they're not chayav likreya again, Shikvar Karu B'Sha'ash Shamu. So, what's the difference? What do you mean, Bishash Hashemu? Bishash Hashemu Mayavi, or Kishame Hashem? Isn't that the whole meaning of Eidut? The meaning of Eidut is that something is duplicated, like a hologram. That old Star Wars, save me, Obi-Wan, you know. It's like recreating the moment in front of the Besdin, Mamish. That's how we pass it in front of Eidim. So why don't they have to, once again, be Kireya? Because, that's what the Pasuk says. Well, Sakatayt, forget about your Svara. It says the Farish in the continuation over there, but he then so he himself was Korea, and that's it. Doesn't say that anybody else was Korea. So that means that Hamelach Korea. Some learn this is only because they were wearing the gun and they were crewing. It says Beferish, they came Korea Begadim. But maybe that's the point. In other words, there's no need to be Maisifah like Kara when that Kara was already made for the same thing that the Adam is being made on. But Enochinami, perhaps if he wasn't wearing a baguette, so then he would have to be Korea again. Even if it's a girl. Well, that's machlokas. Something that Rav Sheka was, it's machlokas. Some say Rav Sheka was Yisrael Mumer. That's why he spoke Hebrew so well. You always need the inside guy to really do the damage. I mean, the leftists are going to just use their, people can't hear Hebrew. It was all psychological warfare. The whole Rav Sheka bit. Unbelievable psychological warfare. They're sitting there begging him to speak Aramaic. We speak Aramaic. No, I'm not speaking to you. I'm speaking to everybody. It's unbelievable. So that's the din of blasphemy. How about in a Sefer Torah? Oh, so wait. How about that it says v'lo mitachim? Where does it say here v'lo mitachim? In Alan, Atya Kriya Kriya. We learn from the same lashon of Kriya that appears here as we learn from Elisha, where it says Shnayim Kriyim. It's actually interesting that in the previous piece, you'll notice this piece is missing. Doesn't say by the first by David and on Yonatan and Shaul and so on. It doesn't say that. How do we know it's v'lo mitachim? The rush with Girsa here also is uminayin she'in mitachim. Have that girsa. And there it's beautiful, Gzereshava, because in both cases it says Vayachazek. We've got both of Vayachazek. Over here it's Yistam, Vayikra. So here also, so it could be that this is a question that goes back, maybe on both of them. Although later on we ask it again in the other case. How about a Sefer Torah Shin Dis? You mean the Makora Vetiya? I mean, that's the whole Shiloh, but just the wall.
Go back and forth.
Yeah, but the Bilal Kriya is really that is more than a Rabbanan. And we had the Rias from before. There's all kinds of questions. Why didn't the Gemara learn out to say the same thing we learned earlier? I mean, why are we bringing Dafki for each one of these? A new thing. So if you'll say it's only to be Lo Misacher, that's fine. But that first piece is really strange, because I mean, we already know that. But I mean, Alavi Valima, Rabbi, I mean, we have a already raised in it. From Big Day from Lacey Froman. That's the Raiva. The Raiva Shita is admonish these things at the Raisa. Whatever it said there is an actual drusha, it's not an
asmach.
Well, the truth is, ain't a chinami. We see that Lemaisa, it has changed. And that people change, the halacha has changed with the time. And in each case, in many of the cases, it's because of the social change. Like I say, Ishmaelim, Atmiya, would be considered to be a tzok, it wouldn't be considered to be real. The mita, our mitas aren't the same. It's funny. Look, a lot of the development of halacha is de facto. Now, even if it isn't defined lechatila that way, the fact is that halacha changes because of whatever hidden elements of the nogea, its social connections. Those changes ultimately affect it, even though nobody goes out to do so. Right? It's an amazing thing. Nobody passing that today we shouldn't be noyeg. It shouldn't be. After it already happens, then the place can say, today it's not noyeg, maybe because of this, maybe because they find this all the time. So all of the radical changes in halacha, when there's no bezdin, we don't have a bezdin, so how do we get these radical changes? A big problem, right? So the radical changes nowadays are only de facto. The only radical change since the time of the Gemara that I can think of that wasn't de facto was the creation of the Beis Yaakov, where they started teaching girls there. There they actually had a best, and they decided that's what they're going to do, which was remarkable and astounding. And even there, they couldn't get everybody reminded. Oh, the Ricard and Blaise Rold, you know. But even they started the Benoist Israel. Something, you know. So there was a massive response. It's amazing. I mean, drastic, incredibly drastic change. And so, the change there of Ismana Zev, which took that change 1,000 steps further. He would have told people that people will sit and learn and send their wives out to work in a marketplace with Goyim, with God knows what kind of preaches and sleeping with the boss to get ahead. I mean, Rachmano with Slami, it's always every day. It's such a pure session, and that should be not a good thing. They say you were crazy. You would suggest such a thing. Okay. These are changes that are de facto changes. That means there's recognition of fundamental change in the status of women. It starts gradually, you know. Well, nowadays, Kol HaNoshim are Chashuvas, leaning at the Seder type questions, or other inyanim of Chashuvas. Kol HaNoshim. And it goes gradually. It ends up being changed. But you're not going to find anybody who will say, yes, this is the new halacha. That's an amazing thing. So there's two mechanisms for the development of halacha. One is bezdin, they call yourself as nishmayim. Well, if you don't have such a thing, as the Mishnah Chachma points out, disaster. That's what drives people away from Judaism. Does nobody give you any kind of serious response to real issues? So anybody who's serious says, the hell with it. I'll go somewhere else. This is a regressive, repressive Mishnah kind of thing. That's the reason for the Goliath. This has always happened. But what he doesn't bring out, which is very interesting, I think it's part of the fundamental thing that he should have brought out there, is that each new Goliath creates new resolutions of issues. Initially, at the start of every Goliath, people do deal with the issues. It's only afterwards that they attempt to reassert the old problems, which causes a new Goliath, right? It's unbelievable. Because when they first came, let's say, after the Second World War to America, so the Mamish, everybody deals with the issue. It was unheard of. What do you mean? Obviously, you need to have high schools for children, otherwise we won't have any yidden. Obviously, you need to be able to deal with reality and create yeshivas with colleges and so on. It was a different portion. How else are you going to survive? Nobody even fought in any other way. It was insane to think any other way. So, and if you know, there was a tremendous pricha, a tremendous development of Yisrael, whole new types of yidden that had never really been seen before. That openness, that generous kind of spirit, and the fearless of society overall. That for 20 years that worked. And then came the response. But it's not good enough. Now we need better. Every community that was doing well, they send a kailo to, and within 5 to 10 years, the community is destroyed. I only know of one place where that didn't happen. Columbus didn't happen. Every other place that a kailo was sent to, the community school was destroyed within 5 to 10 years. The shlemas of the relationships were destroyed. And because that's it. You can't put things back in a box once they've started to develop.
And now you need the kolel to develop it again.
And it doesn't develop it anymore. Unfortunately, says the Bishop, now you need a golf to develop it. It doesn't work maybe for me. You learn that's the whole cycle. How come every time there's a new golf? Because at the first years of rebuilding are very creative years, the progressive years.
Did the Bishop start in America or in Europe?
Started in Europe, but it continued immediately in America. As soon as it was my my aunt started it. My grandfather Zatzal sent my father's sister to Soroshnir. It's a famous Meisen. He wrote a letter to Soroshnir. It's a famous letter that he wrote. As the Pishnayim Yeruchacho, we're learning this in Gitei. So he wrote to Soroshnir. Why do you think that Elisha asked for Pishnayim? I mean, chutzpah. You have to be better enough than your Rebbe. The point is that he knew that for Elio, the door of Elio was Roy. Okay, Elio could manage to be mechanic such a door. But the door that he's going to be with is much worse. He said, mainly says, you're sitting over there in Poland. How many challenges do you have? My daughter is going to be building Beis Yaakov in America. So she needs Pishnayim Yeruchacha. She decides it. And then Shtaki came back and started the Beis Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov in New York, the big Beis Yaakov, used to call the Hilda Weinberg School. My grandmother, she went around collecting the money for it. Tremendous. I once went with her to be able to collect money. The shell. Yeah, anyway, getting back to the story. Yeah, how did we get? Because you asked the question. It's your fault. And I won't take any responsibility. Sefer Torah Shenisraf, you know. So over here, even though this isn't a Sefer Torah, here we're referring to Megillat Echa. So what happened was Yehoram was sent by Yirmiyahu the Sefer Echa before the Churban. You should see what's coming. Okay, so they started to read the Sefer in front of him, and Lamaise, his Sorim, the lower echelon, the people that were working with him were Ksherim. It's only the other Sorim, the Malbim, if I was wearing Ksherim, that says that each time, Vayik, Kro Yehudi, Shalosh Lotot V'Arba'a, Yikra Eha V'Tar HaSofer V'Ashlich El HaEish Asher Ala'ach Atom Kol HaMegillah El HaEish Asher Ala'ach. So they would read what exactly a delat is in Machlokes. Some said the psukim in Echa are called latot because each one stands separately in a poetic form. Some say that a delat is a urea of the Megillah because it open and closes, movable like a delat. But in any event, they would then throw it in as they were reading it, slice it out. We don't like this piece. Throw it into the fire that was burning in the fireplace. So my shalosh latot v'arba'a. What was going on over here? Because what happened was, like this. Unrule lo Yakiv. Katav Yirmiyahu Sefer Kinot. Yeah, Yirmiyahu, you know the madman. I mean, he's already written a Sefer Kinot. Amalu Hakti, what does it say in the Sefer Kinot? So you start reading the Psukim. Echa Yashva Badad. Amalu Ana Malka. No, it's not Nogayamim. It doesn't say anything about the Melech. It's obviously I'm unaffected by it. It doesn't matter. Amrule, they said, but it continues on to say, Bochot Ifkeba Laila. Ana Malka. Galtayu Adamioni. Yeah, okay, but whoever's left, I mean, Ana Malka, that's the same thing. Bigger, more people, less people. Darkei Tzion Avelot, Ana Malka. Ayut Sarei Al Rosh, uh-oh. It says that the enemies take over. The Malkos, I'm a little man on her. Who said that? He said, well, it says, Ki Hashem Hogal Ruf B'Shal. Oh, it's that old nemesis, Hashem. Let's get rid of him. So they started cutting out all of the words Hashem throughout the Megillah. So every place it said it, you gave up. He cuts it out and he throws it into the fireplace. So miyat kadar kolas karotshaba v'sorfan be'esh. I had a feed. V'lo pachadu v'lo kuruit began when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells over Yirmiyahu what the response was of Yehoram to this Megillah. He says, can you imagine they saw all of this and they didn't tear their clothing? The Melech and Avadah. So you see that it was it's a disaster, and you have to do Korea. Maybe it's because of Shmuel's rose. No, what do you mean? Didn't happen yet. It's possible that Shmuel's rose. Bishleim, if it's definitely going to happen, maybe then you can compare it to the Mabo we said before, and to the Fanukas Hamizbeach. But we know that the din is that even if a Novi says definitely something terrible is going to happen, it doesn't have to happen because it's always open to Tshuva. So why would it would be on Shmuel's rose that may not happen? And Shmuel's Rose, but we shite on Mihavi. There weren't any Shmuel's Rose. It must have been, therefore, on the actual Sreifa Samagila. Omrev Chalba, Omrev Una Haro.
And therefore,
it's Machayev.
Not just
Torah. Not just Torah.
Anything with the Yudhibokin.
Yeah, and then we could do Shasakso. Omrev Una Haroya Sefer Shinikra. By the way, there's a different gear set here. It's rough. Big Machloikas. What the din is on other types of Aveda that we're going to see a Maisa in a moment that is Mashba, any type which has brought us Raya. Any type of the destruction. No, no, Nikra is a problem. Yeah, saying that there's two Girsos. Some have
Nisra.
Yeah, some have over here also Shenisra. Chayav Mikroa, Shtei Kriyot. Achad al Hagvil, V'achad al Haktav. Because it says separately that Acharei Srof HaMelech Et HaMegillah Ve'et HaDivarim. So Hashem comes to Yirmiyahu to talk about the local root Big Dayam. Not from both of those things. The Devarim and the Megillah. In other words, the actual body of the Megillah and then the content of the Megillah. Yeah. Rababa and Ravuna Bar Chiya and Yasvik and made the Rababa. Rababa and Ravuna Bar Chiya were sitting now. It's a little bit of a Girsa problem. Rababa is a correct Girsa. And boy left me. So Rababa had to use the Shirutim. Shakra little tate. So he takes off his tefillin. Achte Abay Sadia and he puts it on the pillow. Atoy Batna Amita comes along an ostrich. Boy Lamivla is about to swallow up his tefillin. They managed to chase the ostrich. Omar, Ashtar, Chayvin, Lishtei, Krios. Well, thank God. We almost had to tear it two times. So apparently, even on another type of Aveda, following the villain is also very Ma'abibitan. Well, my name is Nalacha. How do you know that there is such a Aveda? Because I can tell you, I had such a Maisa happen to me, and that's not what they said. I had actually such a Maisa where the villain were swallowed and ruined in this other way. And I didn't know what to do. Came to Rav Masa. I asked him what the halacha is in such a case. He didn't know. I mean, that Shmuel said the chiyav of kriya lo arma ala bizroa uchamaseh shaya. We learn out. We're limited to learning it out from the pasuk. The pasuk was most of the Rishonim learn bizroa means that it was a human being who was doing it bedafim. That therefore it's a lahachis element of the power of that that is so chilul.
It's like a deep.
Huh?
It's a
ghetto of deep. Yeah. There's a chilul that's involved, that's much deeper. Hashem came, something like this, not. But Rashi has an interesting chapter he holds. Bizroa means unavoidable, and nobody could have stopped it. There was a sense of helplessness. Here, it's a little bit more accidental. That's the difference. He'd get to the burden in time, he'd stop it. It's not that it's. So even an act of God, so to speak, would be included, unless it just worked out that way. You know, he didn't run fast enough to get it away from the bird and so on. So, okay, it's a very, very different approach.
But otherwise, it would make a difference. Let's say the shul burned down dozens of ours and everybody.
That's right. Or a Yehuda, Minola. How do we know that there's a chiv of Kriya and Or a Yehuda? Dechtiv, Vayavo, Anashim, Mishchem, Mishilo, Mishomrim, Mishomrom, Shmolim, Eish, Megulachis, Akanu, Krei, Begadim, Umitgodedim, Umincha, Uluvana, Yadam, Lavi, Beit Hashem. Apparently, according to this, these people never made it to the Beit HaMikdash. These were the people that were ultimately murdered. They were cut off by Yishmael ben Netanyahu as part of the murder of Gedalia. But Pashtus, I mean, sometimes you would learn the Pasuk means they actually made it to the Beis HaMikdash. They saw the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They tore their begadim. And then they came up to Gedalia. But as the Beis Yosef points out, over here, apparently the way the Gemara is understanding is that they were on their way to the Beis HaMikdash with Minhag Levina. They met people who told them there's no point in going to the Beis HaMikdash because of the Churban. And then they came now to Gedalia and they found that it was destroyed, that whole area. They saw the Orei Yehuda that were destroyed, the Mitzvah. And so because of that, they were Korean. Therefore, we're learning out from over here that on Orei Yehuda, you're Korean. Om Reb Chava, Omer Willa Biro, Omer Rabbi Elazar, Aroe Orei Yehuda, Bechurbanan, Omer Orei Kachecha, Yumit Bar, the Korea. When he then sees Yerushalayim Bechurbanan, he says, Tzion Barayata, Yerushalayim Shemima. And again, he's Korea. Each one is a separate Korea. And then, Beit HaMikdash Bechurbanan, he adds, Beis Kachenu, Vitivarteinu, Asher, Lulfa, Vesenu, Ayulis, Refat, Ayal, and Korea. But the Mishnah said, Korea Mikdash, Mosifa Yerushalayim. So for Aminu, you're saying that this Hisafa is sufficient. Says the Ferish, Hachadashomea Vechad Haroe, Kivan Shigia Letzofim, Korea. So when it comes to Arat Sofim, he does Korea, and he does Korea on the Mikdash separately, and the Yerushalayim separately, and you're saying he should be Mosif. To add a little bit to where it was already Korua. Lo kasha, how the paga be migdash bereisha, the paga be Yerushalayim bereisha. It depends what it is that he saw first. Either, let's say he was inside of a bus, and the didn't see, the window shades were closed. He only saw when the bus pulled into the Azora. So then, in a finami, it's only Korea and the Migdash. He comes from a side of a side in which he's Pogea first, not in the city, but in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Megara was built also. I mean, but in any event, I mean, they bring both explanations, depending on the direction, but also depending on the Israel of Gela Alocha, because people who didn't see the case of the Shleishim Yang, didn't see Ore Yehuda, Shleishim Yang, the question, I mean, is had a fact that the window is shut and they don't look, is that considered to be Nazi or didn't see from here? These Rishonim say the fair. Shekigani was inside of a Goring, and he didn't see what's outside. He didn't open up the window. So this is, and it says Beferish, by the way, that it's considered to be Bechur Banam, even if Jews are living there. But as long as it's controlled by non-Jews, it's called Bechur Banam. Not necessarily that the houses are broken down. Ten Rabbanim. Rekulam, Reshayim, Reshaylalam, Ulambaylalam, Ulaloiktam, Ulasotam, Kemin Sulamot, Avalolachotam. And all of these cases, here are 10, 11 cases, anyhow. So all of these cases that we said just now, we brought a riot to all of them. Ms. Sabras, Tesis points out that we're learning Kriya for all of them, so that they're not mitachim. However, it is mutter to be mailalan, so that means to bring them together, you know, to put one over the other, which is not a very nice repair, and or kein sulamot, or they're next. I mean, it's a lot about focus and actually exactly how to explain this. I've learned that the shalalan or the leiptan to be sholel is to put one on top of the other. Marlalan is the brats. The leiptan means to pull together the whole area where the hole was and then to tie it on top. It's really a horrific repair. You know? And then the sulamot is or similar to leiptan means to take the threads that are hanging from each side and tie them together without even any tvira. The sulamot is the uneven stitches like a sulam. A sulam doesn't mean what we call a lamp. To remember, they call staircases in Lomo. They're uneven, it's like a sulam. Avololachotan, which again, I mentioned earlier, this is my focus exactly what achotan means. And this is basically how I understand Rekista. On Rekista, when we talk about Ichui, what we mean is Ichui Alexandria. Ichui Alexandria is, again, according to some invisible weaving, Mamish, so that's Yerushalmi, as the Tesis brings over, even Yerushalmi. Ein Ichui, Ein became a Niker. You can't even tell that there was a tear there. And the other he brings from Eva Rabasi, that as long as you did as much as you could do it with a stitch, that's also called Ichui, which is already a big corner. How about if the Beged had been fit, now somebody's Korea again in the area that had been Shalal, or Malal, or Melukat, or the Sulamot. So then that's not called a Kriya, because the Beged had never been fixed. So there's no new Kriya over here. But Bitocha Ichui Yatsa, because then the Beged had been fixed. On Rechista, again, only an Ichui Alexandria. I mean, anything less isn't really fixed. On Rabbanan, Rishaylov Cholomata, what he can do is he can invert the Beged. Once the Beged is inverted, the area that's on the bottom now will be torn. But as we'll see later on, a Kera that's on the bottom of the Beged doesn't count as a Kriya. So once doesn't count as a Kriya, so then it's mutter to be Ocha the Kera also, even though it's something of a trick. But Lamaisa, you're not being Ocha Kera. Rav Shimon ben Elazar says it's not true. Because the din of not being Ma'acha is not dependent on the current status of the Kera. It remains Usr Lachot. And not only that, if he wants to sell the Beged, he can't fix it in order to sell it. But even the buyer is never allowed to be Ma'acha. It's like a Shem Shah Mochera. He has to inform the buyer that this is a kriya that was done as a mitzvah of kriya, and therefore it must be respected even by the buyer, and it's usher for you as the buyer to fix. That's part of his responsibility, is to be modiyah. I mean, otherwise it's the equivalent of basically you're going to sell it, so obviously the buyer is going to fix it unless he sold otherwise. So a kriya, an initial kriya, where it's not a hisafa type kriya. Like we said earlier, there are types of kriyas that are hisafas. We'll see more hisafas later. So the tefila of the kriya is at least a tefa. If there's a tosefet, the tosefet has to still be significant. The shalosh etzvot, give Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the tefila's kriya is shalosh etzvot. The tosefet is any little bit, the kosher. Omra u Gula, actually, it's more of a machriya over here. When it comes to the initial kriya, halacha k'Rabbi Meir, there has to be a tefach. But when it comes to the Tosefet, over there, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda, that it is enough to have a kosher as the Tosefet. Tanya Nabiyachi, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Tchilas Kriya Tefach, Tosefet Kosher. So therefore, this would be a, first of all, Tosefet says, anyway, the klal is, halacha is like Rabbi Yosi, both connected Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Furthermore, even if that weren't the klal, it's something of a machriya over here. That he's saying, yeah, elements of this are true, elements of that is true. Okay, that's not so posh. This hasn't been a machriya because the Gemara brings elsewhere that this is not really an emes achrof. It's in two different inyanim, but it does suggest it's still, it's possible to learn the sugya. But in other words, what's the raya? Just as Rabbi Yossi says that's the raya, Tanya Nameyot. So he's saying that's the raya because we pass him like Rabbi Yossi. Tan Rabbanan, Omrulo Meit Avi. Someone was informed that his father was an iftar and he's kereya. Then they tell him his son was also nifter, made benon, vosif, and now he added to that kriya, and we'll see whether that's really mutter, but now we're assuming that that's correct to do that. So the tachton, the part that was added for a son, so that has the din of a normal kriya, which is after shloshim, is misacha. Masha'en came, the upper part, which was torn for a parent, we said it's ena misacha liyelam, so the elyon is ena misacha. How about the other way around, where he's told made benon, and he's kereya, and then he's informed that Meit Aviv, and then he's Meisev. So then the Elyon is Mitachem, and it's the other way around. The Tachton eno Mitachem. What about if he's told all at once Meit Aviv, Meit Imo, Meit Achiv, Meit Achoto, Korea Kera Echad Lekulon, as we pointed out earlier by Dovid HaMelech, that he himself maybe was Korea Kera Echad. The Al is just telling us that the din is to be Korea separately in those circumstances. Rabbi Yehuda Mater Omer. So Al Kulam Kera Echad. Rabbi Yehuda Mater says everybody can have one Korea, but not together with a parent. Al Aviv Ve'Imai Kera Echad. A parent or both parents have to be related to in a higher darga of Kovet. And therefore, there's a separate kriya. The fisha ein mosifin al kera aviv imo. You cannot use a kriya not as a tosefet. In other words, aviv imo can't be a tosefet, and they can't be nosafim too. In which case, he's arguing on both issues. As previously we said that amru lo meit aviv meit beno v'hosif. That would be good to be nosif, or vice versa. He's saying that if you need, so according to Rabbi Yehuda Masera, the separate kriyas are kept separate both directions. But we started the Kriya Bedar, we started the Kriya Lodi. My Taima, on Reb Nachum by Yitzchak, Lefi She'en Nan B'Tosefet. On Bashmul Alok, Rabbi Yehuda Mitzera. How could it be Alok, Rabbi Yehuda Mitzera? On Yom Bashmul Alok, Shmuel's Klal all over is, Alok, Gedivri HaMeikel Be'Ovel. According to Rabbi Yehuda Mitzera, it's a new Alok, a year of requiring a separate Kriya. That's a big Chumrah. Excuse me, Avelut Lechud and Kriya Lechud. When we say HaMeikel, that means that the dinim of Avelut, the dinim of Kriya are not necessarily defined by the din of Avelut. There's a din of Kriya, when we saw earlier. There's a din of Kriya, certainly, in the Mayed, and so on. Even though there's no din of Avelut. Again, according to those who hold that there's a marker in Yeraisa, in the elements of Kriya, from Bidechem, Lestron, so it could be like Kedivra Mekob, or those who learn that Kedivra Mekob Evel is because it's Rabbana, not a new Aloha Kedivra Mekob. So then it's obviously going to be it. Are the Hefan Korea, how much is it in cases where a Tosefet actually counts? So how far can a Kriya still be counted as a Kriya? So in other words, he keeps adding. Now it's already no longer the top of the Beged. What's considered to be the top of the Beged? Atiburo. So until it's Tabur, he can be Korea, and then he'll have to start now a separate Terah. Shalosh by a separate. Yesh Omrim Adlibo. Others are Machmirim, so he's only allowed to add Kriyas Adliba. Obviously, Libo, we're exposed to the house, much less.
So why is it Machmir?
No, this is not referring to a terror. It's referring to many terrors. So according to that Mandiyama, once he's already reached, Libo has to start a new terror. That terror has to be three tvachim away because that's the shear of a beged. So that has to be a beged before the house, which is Chumra, comes out. Yeshem Adlibo, the din of Kriya, of a beged is similar to the Kriya of the Lev. Igiya le Tiburo, according to the first shita, marchik shalosh etzba'ot, he then has to add now for the next kriya, new kriya. The korea nitmalei milafanav, if his whole beged now in front is torn from these additional kriyas, marziro la'achorav, he turns, twists the beged now so the back becomes the front, and starts the new kriya again. Nitmalei milamala, the upper part of the beged has become filled with kriyas. Hofko milamate, turns it upside down and starts being korea now from the new top of the beged. Va'achorea milamata, minatzadim lo yatsa. But to start a kriya at the bottom of a beged or at the side of a beged and not for the beit hatzavar is not considered to be a kosher maaser kriya. The only time where we find such a thing is that a kohen gadol who is not allowed to do kriya and he can't cut through his sin. So he could be porei milamata, we're over there just as a sign of honor, but it doesn't have a din of a kriya. We get barav mas marupa matavar mishmeli avudu shmuel of a lady. There's a machlokus for between shmuel and levi. Mas marupa both quote shmuel. Chadamar koshiva korea alach hashiva mosif. Chadamar koshoshin korea alach hashoshin mosif. What's considered to be now the time during which it's mutter to do a safa? Only this is the machlokus. One says after shiva. One says after shloishim. Chadamar koshloishim. Mask if the rabbi zera man diyama koshiva korea amai. The loni tan le shalalo lechera. What's the svara? The svara is that since he can't do the shalila now during shiva, so memela it's not considered to be. It's already korua. If you could be shalalo, okay. And already it's like something that at least could be fixed. I say lo adam amar aishar shalal toli alto. We said before that a woman is allowed because of her dignity to be shalal immediately. So if that's the case, it ought to have made a difference. So, Hinami, what are you going to say? That in a case where it's a woman's beged, that there it is mutter to be meisif, because it's mutter to be shaylo. How come it doesn't say anywhere a difference between a male and a female in this din of tesefet? Answers the Gemara, because over there it's not real shlila of the kera. It's only mishum kvaydi isha. And that's not considered to be bichlal, a real tikkun. Okay, and the madyonoko shloishim korea. Again, what's the svar shloishim? Because ichui is only mutter lachar shloishim. So then if that's the case, la'aviv la'imai, where it's never mutter lachar, so then you should say over there, how come nobody makes an afkamina l'gavi tosefes b'tar shloishim on aviv la'imai, that it's not shayach to rimach, and therefore it's not a kosher tosefes? No, says the Gemara, because again, hasim shum kvod aviv imo, that's not a din in the kriya. As we saw earlier, it doesn't even have to be b'shas fimum. It's only halachim kavod. As halachim kavod, it doesn't have a din of a beged korua. It's only that it looks to you like it's torn, but I mean, looks can be deceiving. Halacha doesn't define it as being torn. Tana rabbanan, hayotzei b'beged korua lifnei hameis. Somebody who uses those little toy kriya things, or he uses a beged that was already korua, and he didn't do kriya. He arezei gezel as hameisim v'yazachayim. He's stealing from the dead, and he's stealing from the living. He's pretending, in other words, and he's expecting, well, what's the stealing from the living? And people are going to basically react to him and relate to him as if it really matters to him. So he's stealing their emotions. He's pretending to be emotionally distraught, and he's a phony. And people will respond to him as if he's, that's always the thing in Gnevas Das, is that it's a mistake. What people think Gnevas Das means, people will think a different thing. That's not Shach Gnevas. Gnevas Das is that you're stealing his Das. So it has to be that you're taking something from him. Over here, the das that you're stealing is his response to your ostensible emotional state. And because of that, the person who does such a thing is going to get the attention as if he's really an author. On Bamas, he doesn't really care enough even to be Korea Begoda. Not to mention the fact, other Rishonim say, not to mention the fact that it's stealing by stealing their honor, the dignity of the rabbin. You're playing games with their covets. Well, you know, I have to be yaitzeh for them, so I'll be yaitzeh for them. Disgusting thing to do. So Manela, in such a case, he's stealing both the honor of the dead, and that which is no gear to them, and also the rabbin that are going to come now to look at him as having been Korea. Okay, but on the little toy things, that doesn't count, because they all know he's funny. It's only if you use a beggar to rule already. A person who asks a friend, lend me your jacket. I want to visit my father who's very ill. He goes and he visits his father and he finds that he died. That's what she made. He's allowed to be Korea because it's understood that saying that means I need a beggar that I'm going to be Korea. Now, since it's not his beggar, so then he's Ma'acha. Obviously, it's not going to be worth the seven. So he pays for it, but he basically asked rishus. If he didn't tell him that my father is sick, he just says, I'm going to go visit my father. So then he's not allowed, obviously, there's somebody else's beggar, which I have to say, we became a mitzvah with someone else's beggar. Turn around. If he gets it, says, if he gets a chalukah tov, shloshim, that was the case we had earlier.
Is this a source of where somebody needs to go to the hotel they haven't been?
Yeah, and it's not their own beggar.
You say, I value the
kotel. Not to have to do kriya, so he doesn't own it.
I value to do
the
kotel,
you know.
Do you know that? No, he's not going to tear.
It could be that he should
have. Turn it up. How about if someone is ill and someone in his family died? It's not mutter to tell him. In Medina to Shemet, because he's fragile as is. Shemati Tarev Da Toalav. I mean, who knows what will happen to him if he gets to see additional pressure. Furthermore, in Bekarim, the Fanavi, and you can't do anything which may let him catch on that somebody died. You can't wear a Begat Karua, Meshatkinet Anashim Mipanav. You shut the women up from their cries and their Yelalot. In general, even though there's no, as we saw earlier, there's no din of kriyana katan, but mekar in le katan b'nagmat nefesh, makes other people feel more distraught when they see that child, a young child, should be walking around with the gun and kruin. Bekor in al chamiv v'al chamatom b'nei kvod ishto, and on a father-in-law and a mother-in-law, there's a din of kriya because of the covet of his wife, which of course, it would be much from there that it's only b'faneh. Okay, that's already dependent on the sugya earlier. The Omer of Papa, Tana ve'evo rabati, Avel lo yaniach tinok betochiko, that an Avel should not hold a baby, because it's mevi'ole deshok. And what's wrong if it's mevi'ole deshok? A remarkable gemara. It's not that the ikker problem over here is, since it's mevi'ole deshok, so it's misyav baita mina avelet, which I said there are nyanim not be misyav baita, but rather, the people are going to look down at him that this is the way that he keeps his availus.
You
know, there's different possibilities here. It could be because not necessarily does holding a baby mesiach daite from the circle of life, which it could be not mesiach daite. There's a profound sense of the going and the coming. Generations had a shiva to hold a baby, but Lamaisa, since he could play with the baby and so on, so there's an inner gnai, even though in his own mind maybe he wouldn't be missing Daita min Avelus. Ton Rabban. Elu kira'im shim mitachim. Korea lovi valim ala raboshim the Torah nasiv ala bezin roshmus arez avi kasa shem asiv at rishim isar ala yehuda vala mikdash vayim shalayim. Korea mikdash basifa yim shalayim. Aviv yim av raboshim the Torah min alon. Dichtiv elisha ra'av u mitzaik avi avi rechav yisrael of harasha. Avi avi refers to avi. Vim avi rechav yisrael of harasha refers to rabbi shim the Torah. My mashmak in betargim of Yosef rabbi the tavla on the yisrael tzlutei retichin u farashim. ולא מתחיל, מנהלן דכתיב, היחזק בבגדה, והיקראים לשניים קראים. ממש ושנאמר, והיקראים, אין יודע של השניים, אלא מהם שקרויים ועומדים לשניים ליעלם. אומר לבשלוק שרב יופנן, אליו is high, so what's the dinner Korea? אומר, כאילו דכתיב, ולא ראו עוד, גבי דידי, commit, tell me, amazing things, so death is relative. נשיא ואב ביתין ושמוע את זורייס מנהלן דכתיב, היחזק את אביד בבגדה, והיקראים. וגם כל האנשים אשר איתו, ויספדו ויבכו ויצאו מעד עורב, על שאול ועל יונתן בנו, ועל עם השם ועל בית ישראל כנפלו בחורב. שאול refers to Nasi, יונתן is not best, ועל עם השם ועל בית ישראל, אלו שמוע את הרוס, אמר לי רב בר שבוע לרב כהנה, ואם עד אבי כולו תגבר, אמר לי, על הפסיק העניין. ומי קרינה נשמוע את הרוס, ומאוד עלו, that a nice rav was, when you אמר לו לשמוע, קוטו שבוע מלכו, שרייסר אלפי יהודי, במזיג את קיסרי, ולא קרה, לא אמר לו ברוב ציבור, כמעשה שיהיה. But wait a minute, קוטו שבוע מלכו, יהודי, ואמר לו שבוע מלכו, לשמוע, תסי לי, דלא קט לי יהודי מעולם. הוסן אינו גרמי לנפשיים, דיום רבי עמי לכל יתירי, במזיג את קיסרי, פוקה שורה דלותקיה, הברכת השם, מנהל הלכי ויבוא יקים בן חלקיה. Asher al abayit v'shev na'asofer v'yo'ach v'nasaf ha'maskir v'chizkiyo k'ruei begadim. Tan rabbon elechad ha'shamea v'echad ha'shamea mipi ha'shamea chayav l'kroa v'aidin einam chayavim l'kroa again she'par koru b'sha'a she'shamu. So what? B'sha'a she'shamu. Ma'ay ha'avit? V'kasha me'hashta again. No, no sagadai v'chdekti v'ayi kishma ha'melech chizkiyo v'ayikrat begadav yusifu me ha'melech kara v'ayim were reporting the maisa to the melech lo koru. I should have mentioned the Gemara, but it's a very interesting thing, because what heter did they have to say over the klala? If you hear that someone said a klala, there's no din of kriya. It's only if you actually hear the words, because the edim are repeating it in Bethan, so then there's a chiyuv of kriya. Why did they have to say it over? They were just reporting to Chizkiyahu what happened. Right, L'chori, you see from here a very important thing, which is Nogea Mamish Yom Yom in Tachsisei of Malchus. You cannot digest information for the king. The fair precedent to be getting his information from pre-digested news reports that somebody says over is a complete violation of his ability to actively respond. He needed to hear word for word what Rav Sheikah said. It's remarkable, it's astounding, actually. And so it's like such the opposite of what happens today, which everything is like so many levels pre-digested that the president has no idea what he's doing by the time he's doing something. You know, some little guy in the, you know, in the press office who basically decides what's going to happen in the world. So anyway, that's the din of kriya on the Gidov. Okay, next case was Sefer Torah. Sefer Yom Yotzi, Vayik, Kro Yudi, Shalosh, Lotov, Yarba'a, Vayikara Eha, Bitar, Hasofer, Vashlech, Alaish, Asher, Allah, Mai, Shalosh, Lotov, Yarba'a, Omnule, Lio, Yakiv, Katav, Yemio, Sefer, Kinot, Amalu, what did he write already? Echa, Yashraba, Dad, no, not so terrible, Anamalka. Bachot, if Keva, Laila, no, Anamalka. Kalta, Yudami, Honi, Anamalka. Darkei, Tzion, Avelot, Anamalka. Ayu tzorel rosh manono. Ki Hashem hoga rov pshayam. Yad kadar kolas kerot shepa v'sor from the ish. V'ayne dechti v'lo pachadu v'lo korut b'gdehem. Michlal d'bo l'mikro. Amal erif papel abayem. Imo mishum shmuot haraot. Amo shmuot haraot b'ishayta mihabe. Omre chalbo omre v'na roe sefator shenikra chayav likro shtei kriyot. Echad al agvil v'echad al aktav. Shnema achrei srof ha-melech at ha-megila v'et ha-devarim. Rabbi Abba v'revuna b'chi avi erer. Or better, Huna. Avi Yasrika made the revava. Boil of me, shakri little tafte, and achte abesadi, ati batni imata, and boil a mivle, and ashta, if heavenly stay creates. Omale minalaha, vabidi diavi of that, so I look at the master of Avia, they said, I come to the view of Omale, Hoki, Omashmul, Omrela, Bizroa, Ukhama, Seshahaya. Oreyu daminova dechsevei avanashim mishchem mishlo mishomron shmoni mishmegulachei zakanu krei begadim umitkardim umitchal levanavi adam lavi bet Hashem umitchal barmeru lebira umreva lazer roy oreyu with the korban amar orey kotshecha yumidbar v'koreya yushalayim b'korban amar tziyam mivayeta yushalayim shemima v'koreya bet amigdash b'korban amar bet kotshenu v'tifarteinu asher lucha v'tenu haya v'srefat eish b'chom hamadenu. Ayala Chorva, and again, Korea. The Korea la Mikdash, Mesifa Yerushalayim, and Minu Echad Hashemiah, Echad Rekim, Shikil Tzav in Korea, Korea la Mikdash, Refnei Atzmo, Yerushalayim, Refnei Atzmo, not the Tosefet. Lokash, other Pogam in Mikdash, Beresha, that's the Iker, then you can be Mosif, but the Pogam in Yerushalayim, Beresha, you need to have a separate Kriya for the Mikdash. Tanar Rabbanan, Vechulam, Rishayim, Nesholalan, Molalan, and Loktan, לעשות הם כמין סלמות, אבל לא לאחותן. עומר חיסקה, הוא באיחוי אלכסנדר. תנו רבנו הקורא מתוך השלום, מתוך המלל, מתוך הלקט, מתוך הסלמות, לא יצא, מתוך האיחוי יצא. עומר רב חיסקה, again, that only means באיחוי אלכסנדר. תנו רבנו שאלה הולכו למטה ולאחותו. וכשמנו לזה לא עושה לאחותו, כשם שבוחר עושה לאחותו, ככה לוקח עשו לאחותו, ולפיכך מאוחר צריך להודיע ללוקח. תנו רבנו תחילת קריאה תהפך תוספת שלוש אצבעות, כיוון רבי מאיר, רבי ידיים תחילת קריאה שלוש אצבעות, תוספת כושר. אמרו לה, הלוך רבי מאיר בקריאה, והלוך רבי ידיים בתוספת. Tanya Rami Yachar Rabbi Yosher Metchilot Kriyat Tev Tachzef Kosher Tanya Rabbanu Ramu Lomit Aviv Vekora Meit Beno Veosif Tachton Metacher Elyon Eino Metacher Meit Beno Vekora Meit Aviv Veosif Elyon Metacher Tachton Eino Metacher Meit Aviv Meit Imo Meit Achiv Meit Achoto Kriya Kriya Achad Lekulam Rabbi Yehuda Ben Metera Omer Kulam Kera Echad But Alav Ibalimo Kera Acher So Not The Gears For Kera Echad Shema Sifan Akera Aviv Ima My Time Aru Nachab Yitzchubi Sheinu Betosefet Either Direction Omer Shmuel Alok Rabbi Yehuda Ben Metera Miyom Shmuel Alok Yom Shmuel Alok Kedim Yameko Beivel Aveilut Lachut Kuriya Lachut Arechan Korea Atiburo Vyeshomrim Adli Bolafu Bishen Rai Lodav Zech Lodav Shnemar Vikiru Lavavchem Ve'al Bigdechem Higiya Latiburo Marchik Shorot Shotfot Vekorea Nitmalei Milofana מחזירו לאחריו נדמה מלמעלה הופכים מלמטה וקוראה מלמטה מנצטלים לא יעצה אלא שכהן גודל כדיפורים מלמטה כזיזוסר בלי כברב מטה מהרו כבר בתורה בשמי דבר לשמוע and on the other hand לוי אחד אמר כל שיבה קוראה לאחר שיבה מוסיף אחד אמר כל שלושים קוראה לאחר שלושים מוסיף מסקבל ובזרה מנדי אמר כל שיבה קוראה what's this for I assume that לא ניתן לשאלו לא so in that case אני אמר רב אישה שאלתו לאלתר you're telling me that she can indeed be קוראה immediately even בתוך שיבה she be myself. No. Hata mishim kvod yisham. Amandra makor shlosh in Korea. Amai, I assume, this was the lonitan lachoto. So then of Lavi Lima, where lonitan lachoto lo olam, you're telling me that it's not shaykh to do ever to sefer. Hata mishim kvod avi v'imo. Tana rabbanan yotzi v'beget karuwa lefnei ha-meita, reze gozal at ha-meitim. ואת החיים. רב שבי גמליאל אומר אמר לחברה שלני חלוקך ולך ויבקר את אבא שהוא חולה והלך ומוצאו שמת קוריאה ומאחו כשיבוא לביתו מחזיר לו חלוקו ונותן לו דמי קראו ואם לא הודיעו הרי זה לא ייגע בו תוני רבון החולה שמת לא מת אין מודיעין אותו שמת שם תתערב דעתו עליו אין מקרים בפניו ומשתקין את האנשים מפניו in other cases מקרים לקטן מפני אגמת נפש וקוראים על חמי ועל חמותו מפני כבוד אשתו ויאמר רב פאפה תנא בעבר רבתי אבל לא יניח תינוק בתוך חיקו מפני שמביא לו דיסחוק ונמצא מתגנה על הבריות